Sport on RTE Radio 1.
No music, no medals, just Oisín Coyne with the sports news. Morning, Oisín.
Good morning, Anya. Well, we'll kick things off with Gaelic Games, and Micheál Donoghue has stepped down as the Dublin hurling manager after 2 years in charge. Donoghue, who guided his native Galway to their only All-Ireland this century in 2017, took over in late 2022 on a three-year term, but elected not to take up the last season of the agreement. In his 2 years in charge of Dublin, he managed to qualify for the All-Ireland Hurling Championships, finishing third in the Leinster Round Robin in 2023 before reaching the provincial final this year. And no surprise with Henry Shefflin's departure in July that Donoghue was being heavily speculated to return to Galway. Now to soccer, and a mixed night for Irish teams in Europe. Shamrock Rovers lost the first leg of their Europa League third qualifying round tie 1-0 in Slovenia against NK Selhey, but the Hoops will be reasonably happy with the outcome and will be hopeful that they can progress to the playoff round in Tallaght next week with a win in the second leg. Speaking at full time, Rovers manager Stephen Bradley was pleased with his team's performance but said the poor conditions on the pitch had a part to play in the result.
Yeah, plenty of positives. We're disappointed with the goal, we can see it. But to be fair to them, they had chances and so did we. But we're disappointed to lose the game. But look, it's still out to play for. We go back to Tallaght and I'm sure it'll be a different game. You see the pitch and how bad it was. It didn't allow either team to play any type of football. So I'm sure it'll be a different game in Tallaght.
Could have gone ahead very early in the game as well, and plenty of chances again throughout the game. What would be the main positives you take from them?
I just look, the whole game plan changed last night when we came to here and trying on the pitch and seeing the pitch. So to change at last minute, and you could see in the first half it took the players a bit time to get used to, but second half they were excellent. And like you said, we on a pitch like this and not playing how we usually play, we still created a lot of opportunities, and on another night we come away here with two or three goals.
Well, we will appreciate the surface in Tallaght. Selye also will next week, so I suppose we've had plenty of special nights in Tallaght over the years. Here's hoping for another one next week.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we can sell Tallaght out and make a really special night. Like you said, the pitch will suit us, but it'll also suit them. But look, we'd rather the pitch like we have in Tallaght than that one out there tonight. That's disgraceful. That shouldn't be allowed at any level of football, especially not this level. So like you said, it'll be a different game next week. It'll be a tough game. But we've shown already that we can create special memories in Tallaght, and hopefully next week's another.
Stephen Bradley there, and should Rovers manage to overturn that one goal deficit against Selhey, they'll guarantee themselves group stage football in at least the Conference League and a shot at Europa League group stages if they can beat the loser of Malmo versus Pauk in the Champions League in the playoff round. Elsewhere, St. Pat's have a potential Conference League playoff in sight after landing a 1-0 first leg win at home to FK Sabah. Romal Palmer's first half finish sent the Pats fans into delirium, but that became second half frustration as they were only up against 10 men for the final half hour and couldn't extend their advantage further ahead of the return leg in Azerbaijan next week. We have two games down for decision in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division tonight. Second place Derry City could leapfrog Shelburne at the top of the table on goal difference with 3 points against Dundalk at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Dundalk will only have one win in their last six and will need to be at their best to come away with a result that is greatly needed as they are second from bottom, just 2 points above Drogheda. And just above Dundalk, Bohemians are also in action. They welcome Waterford to Dalymount Park. Both of those matches kicking off this evening at 7:45. Now to golf, and yesterday's first round of the Wyndham Championship was postponed until today because of heavy rain and wind in North Carolina. Irish pair Shane Lowry and Seamus Power will be hoping to get out on the course at Greensboro today. Lowry tees off at 25-1 Irish time, while Seamus Power is out on the course later this evening, getting his opening round underway just after 6:25. Now to rugby, and the Vodafone Women's Interprovincial Championship kicks off this weekend. The four-round series gets underway tomorrow as Munster go head-to-head with Ulster at Musgrave Park before defending champions Leinster begin their campaign at home to Connacht. Looking ahead, Leinster scrum half Katie Whelan says it'll be important to get off to a stronger start than they did last season.
So excited to start, but like we seen last year, like everyone comes out, everyone's eyes are on that trophy, and it'd be brilliant to win it back-to-back, but the first round is really kind of where you get to set the tone, and last year we didn't have a great start. Connacht had a really good strong start against us in the sports ground, so hopefully this year we'll have a better start, and on 2 weeks' time now, I'll be excited to see what we can produce. But like, it's really important to have a good start, so I'm just hoping that now in 2 weeks' time that we can go out all guns blazing against Connacht at home.
And I would imagine that, you know, over the last while when you've been in training and Tanya's been talking to you, you know, the word Connacht is at the top of everybody's mind, really, given the fact of the memory of last year.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's kind of a more of a sense of maturity maybe this year, or calmness, and kind of we understand what we're capable of doing, and we have confidence in ourselves, but we also understand what everyone else is capable of doing, and it's every game is going to be a challenge, so we're just going to take it one at a time, and we're focused on Connacht at the moment, and then we'll see how that goes, and after that we'll focus on Munster and Ulster, and then we'll go from there.
Leinster's Katie Whelan there speaking to Michael Corcoran. Now, we also have two race meetings today. The first of seven races is off in Tipperary at 4:45. Well, 10 minutes later, the action gets underway in Wexford with a seven race card there as well. And finally, a reminder that in the next hour, we look ahead to Sunday's big game, the All-Ireland Camogie final clash between Holders Cork and Galway.